Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. In our next segment, American Entrepreneur, we talk with Aaron Wallander, the owner of EWI Designs. So when you say remodel, are you doing knocking out walls, or are you bringing in sofas, or are you doing both?
We're doing both. You know, I personally try and concentrate more on the layout of your home. A lot of times when you come into an area, let's say like Dickinson, for instance, we had a boom in the 80s, so we had a lot of 80s homes. How those were constructed before were areas of your house. Your kitchen was kind of closed off, and then you had your living room and long hallways. That's really just not the trend anymore. So when you're doing these remodels, you need to come in and make these open concept floor plans for people, because that's what everybody's kind of striving for at this point. So we come in, move a couple walls, open the space up as much as it allows at a certain dollar depending on the client's budget. And then from there, we try and concentrate more on your materials. How can we make it feel more open for our client? And then kind of giving it an update in the cabinetry.
So one of the things that I covered in my oil shows is the reverse ripple that's happening. First, there was the Bakken ripple, and everybody felt that, and they know about the economic boom that we had. But then you have the reverse ripple. A lot of these places are laying off workers, and then of course the workers don't have the money to go to the pizza joint anymore, and now the pizza joint's suffering, and yada yada yada. This, however, I feel kind of neat, because this is like the reverse ripple good news, meaning that there is demands that are created when downturns happen. And so this is like one of those stories that, I don't know, you correct me if I'm wrong, but to me it would seem like the actual downturn created a marketplace for your business. Is that true, or was there always this marketplace for your business, I guess?
I guess we could call it partly true. There's always people that are wanting to remodel, but when you have booms going on, people are excited and they're wanting to build new things and expand. So remodeling is still taking place during these booms. It's just not a concentration for my company per se, because we're so busy trying to keep up with all these people that want to have new, bigger, better projects, better companies. They always want to keep moving forward. So rather than in this inward ripple, as you said, where you're kind of stagnant and keeping with what you have, it just makes it so people turn around and will start doing something inward rather than outward. And yeah, it fills in a gap for me, and I feel like I fill in the gap for these people that really want to be able to keep expanding and getting these things, that are like kind of nervous to put the money where their home is.
Being a business owner, I got to ask you, what advice would you have for other business owners?
God, it's kind of tough, because I guess everybody's different, but I think the number one thing that I keep on having to tell myself daily is be patient. Be patient with the time of the economy. Be patient with your everyday clients. And if you are busy one day or not busy the next, try not to get too worried about things, because everything will work out in the end. So patience is something to never forget and always rely on.
And I'll give you the kind of final thoughts, final words. That way you're able to framework whatever you want, and it's not framed by me. But what do you want people to, you know, remember and think about EW Design when it comes to, you know, you and your business, I guess?
Okay. I'd like to kind of point out to people that I'm here. My trade is something that North Dakota isn't really used to quite yet. I'm the only one who does interior architectural design or interior design in Dickinson, and kind of the very few others in this state do what I do. I just want people to know that I'm here to be able to help you through the process of your commercial residential design, and work alongside your architect or work alongside your contractor. Or if you don't have someone that you feel that you can rely on, I'm the person that can complete your project by using either my contractor or your contractor, and kind of do the middleman for you. So that stress factor of the daily decisions you need to make to be able to have a project come together is on me rather than you. And so EWI Design can do that through a corporate project or through your simple kitchen and bath project.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time for the interview.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate this. Truly do.
To listen to the full-length interview with Aaron Wallander, the owner of EWI Designs, or to listen to other American Entrepreneur features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
United Frac, a reputation for the best quality new and used frac tanks. United Frac prides themselves in selling only the highest quality oil field equipment. United Frac has the largest frac tank inventory in North America. This includes new and pre-owned tanks. Contact a salesman today. Discover why United Frac sells more tanks in a week than competitors do in a year. Call toll-free 866-513-0565 or go to unitedfrac.com. That's United Frac.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Bruce Gushus with Dakota Sun Garden Winery out of Carrington, North Dakota.
When you go into a bottle shop, you don't know what you're buying. I always, most of our buyers are women, and I always say that women are kind of like crows, they like shiny things. So if you go in and you see 70 bottles of Merlot, which one are you going to pick? You're either going to pick a shiny, pretty label or a unique name. And so the quality of the wine, we can prove to people what the quality of our wine is by sampling at these shows.
So, the Pride of Dakota shows where we're at. How instrumental are these in your guys' business?
Oh, it's huge. Okay. How do you advertise in this world? Now, we live 150 miles from Fargo, 145 from Bismarck. We're right in the center of the state. So, I have no large markets next to me that I can really just say I'm going to concentrate on Fargo, I could concentrate on Minot. These shows, we go around to the different cities. And like I said before, people can taste the wine, then they go in and they have the residual or the follow-up sales at the bottle shops.
Do you guys do much with oil and gas out there? I do an oil and gas program, so I thought I'd see if I can get you on that program too.
I have not done anything with that. I know one of the wineries has done a special label like that. We could easily do special labels for their industry.
Yeah.
We do all kinds of special labels.
To listen to the full-length interview with Bruce Gushus with Dakota Sun Garden Winery out of Carrington, North Dakota, or to listen to other American Entrepreneur features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.